At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here's your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Adam Carriker Show. Have a little bit of technical difficulty. Honestly, full disclosure, I can't hear anything except my own voice. Hopefully, you all out there in Lincoln, Nebraska land, Cornhusker land, the good old state of Nebraska can hear me loud and clear. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had an exciting spring game this past weekend. Lots to talk about. Going to be a fun show today. I'm going to go ahead. And I'm just going to rank the Nebraska quarterbacks on my own. Why not? Let's have a little bit of fun. We got a slice of the pie of information. So why not just make a 100% decision right here, right now, on April 29th? Why not? That makes sense. Let's have some fun. Also, Nebraska's wide receiver. Is this the most talented, athletic, and explosive? Okay, wide receiver group that we've had in a while? I think so. What can we expect from them? Bit of a question mark. But I do think on Saturday we showed a couple of things from the wide receiver group against just the vanilla defense, against just a defense that was missing some players and some guys were sitting out, because that's kind of what Matt Rhule tends to do on defense, going back to his Penn State days, going back to his Joe Paterno days. Not necessarily defense, but veteran type guys. He knows what to expect from you. Okay, he may get you a few less reps in the spring because he wants to see what those young guys can do. He wants to develop them. He wants to get them some reps. He wants to see what they can do. He wants to know what kind of depth he's going to have for the fall from the new young players coming up. He also wants to know, hey, who's going to compete out of these young guys? You can only do so much in practice. So the spring is a perfect time to see what these guys can do. The spring game is a perfect time to see what they can do. Fall, you're legit. I mean, you're getting ready for real games then. You got to get the guys who are going to be playing ready immediately right then and there. Not that the spring ball doesn't matter, because it obviously does. It's huge. It's ginormous, especially young guys trying to get reps, trying to get developed. All right, wide receivers, quarterbacks. Are there any legit injury concerns? All right, we know Demetrius Bell, the wide receiver. Okay, we know Bly Hill got a little bit banged up. They were both carted off. What are the injury concerns? We can chat about that just a little bit at the end of the show, as always. As always, we already got a comment. I'm going to read it real quick. Kenny, as always, send in your comments, your questions, thoughts, concerns. Otherwise, you can do it in the YouTube chat. You can set the 402-464-5685. This is the Loaded Hour. This is the People's Hour. This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket Hour. Live Mondays and Fridays right here on 92.7 The Ticket, Tuesday, Thursday. Check out the Carriker Chronicles Big Ten show on Wednesday. Tune in to hear one of the best to ever do it. All-American Nebraska quarterback Steve Taylor dropped that knowledge from 1 p.m. Central Time. Ken E., first comment of the day, says, I've been thinking since Saturday. You can only start or play 5 skilled players at the quarterback. What combo would be the scariest? So many possibilities to create mismatches and no-sub situations, especially with the helmet. Okay, the ability to call plays and talk directly to the quarterback inside the helmet, I should say. My rule is talked about. I'm shocked with this one. It's a lot easier to communicate with the quarterback, to call plays. He plays in and out faster. It's going to be easier to go fast. You know how to do. No sub type situations for the defense. Gives the offense an advantage. It helps the offense. Personally, I like it. It just makes sense. Okay? It took Michigan stealing signs. I like they were the only ones to do it. Okay? It took Michigan stealing signs. If that become a national scandal, for us to finally do something that just makes freaking Now we can talk directly to quarterbacks in their helmets. And the plays are much easier to get in and out from the coach to the quarterback and the quarterback to the rest of the team. Again, the question. You can only start or play five skill players aside from the quarterback. It's interesting because with the personnel we have, we can legit go four or five wide receivers. I don't know if we're going to do all these things. You could go 12 personnel with two tight ends. You could put multiple running backs in the backfield. You can go two running backs, three receivers, two running backs, two tight ends, 22 personnel. I mean, you can do 13. One running back, three wide receivers, one tight end as well. There's so many things you can do. When you think about what's been shown so far this spring from wide receivers, we expect big things from Jamal Banks. Isaiah Nair has just as high of a ceiling, maybe higher due to his athleticism. Okay. So there's two receivers right there. And then you think about Jalen Lloyd, who can take the top off the defense. You got a quarterback in Dylan Raiola who can take the top off the defense with a big arm. They can stretch the field vertically. Defenses last year only had to defend 20, maybe 30 yards. The line of scrimmage, maybe, probably more like 20. They could go man to man, knowing their corners could jam up our receivers, knowing they could bring extra blitzes because the O line was struggling to pick up pass protection. The quarterbacks are struggling to pass. That shrunk the amount of field that they had to defend to maybe 20, maybe 30, probably more like 20, 25 yards from the line of scrimmage. I mean, you want to talk about playing in a phone booth. Now, all of a sudden, you got a quarterback to throw the ball 50, 60 yards in the air. You got speed on the outside, you got big targets in there and Banks. Malachi, when he gets healthy, we'll see what he can do. You got Lloyd, you got Corey Barney, guys with speed, explosiveness, a quarterback who can get it to them if Dylan starts. Sure seems likely right now. Now, all of a sudden, you've got to double or more the amount of the football field that you have got to defend as a defense. Think of it in basketball.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Let's say, as a basketball team, you're on defense. They cut the court in half. Not half court, but like the width. So instead of having to guard sideline to sideline, you're only protecting or guarding midcourt to sideline. How much easier would that be? Kind of what our offense was facing at times last year. Let's be real. Now all of a sudden you got to guard the midcourt. Oh, whoa, wait a minute. You got a quarterback with a larger, stronger than normal arm. You got receivers with better than normal speed compared to most teams, especially in the Big Ten. All of a sudden, maybe you're guarding wider than what a normal basketball court is. Maybe now you're guarding a basketball court plus another quarter width of a basketball court in width. Obviously, that doesn't happen in basketball, but you get my point. It's kind of like a full court press versus a half court defense and things of that nature. So for me, you could go two tight ends with Fedoni and Borkashire. You could go four or five wide receivers with Banks and Nair and Malachi and Jalen and Barney. And I mean, my gosh, there's other people I'm leaving out. Jaden Dosh, you got Alex Bullock. You got other guys who can make an impact. Now, not all of these guys can take all the reps. Obviously, you got your two starting receivers typically. Then you got your third wide receiver, your fourth wide receiver, maybe your fifth wide receiver. So you can spread the field with a bunch of wide receivers. A lot of teams spread the field to run the ball. Rule did that at Baylor. At Temple, he had no problem going 22 personnel, 21 personnel, fullback, tight ends, couple of tight ends, pounding up your rear and right down your throat. He doesn't really care. It's based on what he's got. The flexibility that they have with the personnel that they have. And then you go to the running backs room. Dante Dowdell gets the majority of the carries in Saturday's game. Gabe Irvin is a guy that we know they love. Ramir Johnson's going to come back healthy. Okay. Oh, I'm forgetting somebody. Emmett Johnson, who seems to be the favorite at the moment right now, coming out of spring ball. So you can put a couple of running backs on the field. So Kenny says, pick your poison. If you're a D coordinator, I am excited. They show three tight ends and Fedoni and Nelson split wide. Hey, you can absolutely split out Fedoni. You can go 12 personnel. You can go 23 personnel, two backs, three wide receivers. You do whatever you want to do. Now, who's going to step up and be the most consistent? Because we've seen guys flash. All right, we've seen wide receivers flash. We've seen tight ends flash. What I mean is they've shown what they can do. The most difficult thing in sports is to be consistent. Day in and day out, week in and week out, practice in and practice out, the entire season long. There's a reason some teams start out hot. They're 5-0, 7-0, and then they end up 8-4. Okay? Or there's a reason that some teams get to 9-0 and they end up 9-3. It is hard to do it every single day. I played with a pass rusher. He was young when I was a senior. Made freshman All-American, bunch of sacks. And then when he started starting as a guy on defense, I was like, you got to do it every down now. You don't just know it's a pass anymore. You got to play first down, which could be a run pass. You got to play second down, third down. You got to do it every down. You got to do it consistently against runs, against passes, against everything. That's the most difficult thing. And he was still a good player, but he was never quite that same level. It's hard to do. It is rare to do. But yes, we have all these guys that flash and all this potential and all this talent. Who's going to do it consistently? That's the question. Yes, it is pick poison. And if you're going from 12 personnel, then you go to 14, and then you go to 22, and then you go to whatever, these guys don't have to do it 40, 50 plays a game. So there's something to be said for that. So I'm curious to see what personnel they like the most and what they end up liking to do the most. Now, we threw the ball a ton, not just Saturday, but in the spring, because Rule wanted his quarterbacks to develop. He wanted them to get analyzed, the coaches, to be able to break down what they do well, what they need to improve on. Do we have an idea who the starter is at the end of spring? And this was going into spring ball. He wanted to be able to pass the ball. He's a blue-collar, in-your-face, smash-mouth type coach. He wants to run the ball first. He wants to stop the run. That's what he did at Temple. That's what they did at Baylor. But we got to be able to execute the forward pass this year a lot better than we did last year. So it wasn't necessarily that he all of a sudden wants to throw the ball 80 times a game. He threw the ball a bunch this spring, including on Saturday, because that's what we need to work on. I'm curious to see what personnel he does, what personnel grouping he does prefer in the fall. Who does show consistency? What does work? How quickly can they sub in and sub out? The defense does get a chance to match you when you sub. Okay? So there's a lot of options. The question is, who steps up? Who's consistent? All right. Again, ladies and gentlemen, 402-464-5685. All right. So I'm getting a message that I need to send it to break because I can't really hear anything. Hey, it's all right. We just have fun here on the show. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to send it to break because I just got a textual message via the private chat to Mr. Rico behind the scenes, who's rocking it today, dealing with the technical difficulties, at least on my end. So much to talk about. Good Lord. I at least want to talk about what I'm going to talk about and then go to break, and then I can come back and talk about it. It's kind of like when you take a speech class. Here's what you're told. You're told, tell them what you're going to talk about it, and then tell them what you just talked about. Those are the three things you're taught in a speech class. So I'm telling you what I'm going to talk about. Then I'm going to talk about it. Once I talk about it, I probably won't tell you what I just talked about because we'll be out of time by that point. But here we go. I want to talk about ranking the quarterbacks. I want to dive in. I've already talked about the receivers a little bit. Okay. Austin from On the Block. Austin and Eric Strickland is going to be joining me here in a couple minutes. Okay. But I do want to talk about the quarterbacks, rank them 1 through 3. And then, as always, your questions. And real quick, before we do go to break, one last thing. Shout out to Bonzo Pool and Spas. Okay. You can check them out at bonzopool.com. They've got swimming pools, hot tubs, saunas. Okay. They will service your hot tubs, your pools, your saunas, etc. Nebraska's number one pool builder with 25 plus years of experience, located in Pioneer Plaza, address 3201 Pioneers Boulevard, number 30, Lincoln, Nebraska. The cell phone number 402-488-0148. We're going to throw it to break, and hopefully that's what's happening because I can't hear Jack. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.